the last word on business.
With Skillnet Ireland, the national workforce development agency. Upskill your team today and see your business thrive.
Brian Kerry, business editor of the Sunday Times, is with us this evening. Brian, Conor McGregor is arguably more successful as a businessman than he's been in the octagon, but why is it that he's heading back to the courts again?
Yes, Matt, but possibly heading back to the courts. Reports this afternoon that a petition has been lodged in the High Court by an Italian company, Enterprise Tondelli, to seek the winding up of Forge Stout production. And Forge Stout production is the company that makes Forge Stout, which is the Conor McGregor stout, which he had claimed was going to topple Guinness as the country's favourite stout. Well, it's certainly looking as if that might be under a bit of a cloud at the moment. Now, the amount of money involved is relatively small. It's less than €30,000. And Tondelli is a maker of equipment for the packaging, canning, bottling of beer and soft drinks. So this in itself is probably not particularly worrying, but it comes on the back of another case which was lodged in the High Court in recent weeks by a company called Minch Malt, and Minch Malt supplies barley to Forge Stout Productions, and it's seeking a judgment to enforce a debt of €207,000, which is considerably more. Obviously, there's been a lot of speculation about the future of Forge Stout, the brand, in light of the difficulties that Conor McGregor has had in the courts in recent times and towards the back end of last year. A number of multiples stopped carrying the product in the UK, and also two very large independent drinks distributors dropped Forge Stout as well. So it has to be said as well, Matt, that these petitions are often contested or withdrawn before they're ever heard. But it certainly indicates that there's a certain amount of financial pressures at the company.
A few years ago, he was top on one of the business sports people rich lists. But somebody who's consistently near the top of those lists is David Beckham. Tell us about the latest figures from his business that have become available.
Yeah, and accounts have just been filed for DORJB, which is the, I suppose, the David Beckham business. It controls his image rights. And the business of Beckham in 2004 posted revenues of over $90 million and profits of close to $45 million. So it's hugely, hugely profitable. It's also thrown out a dividend of $36.5 million to David Beckham. I suppose we all know the brands that use the Beckham image. It's Bosch, perhaps less well-known Shark Ninja, the maker of air dryers, and Stella Artois. And so it's a hugely profitable business. A couple of years ago, he sold 45% of the company to Authentic Brands, which is a very large US marketing company. It also controls the image rights and branding rights to Shaquille O'Neal and also Elvis Presley and Muhammad Ali. So he's in very, very august company there. But it's obviously the whole Beckham
branded like business. Beckham, I think, isn't it?
Branded by Beckham, yeah. Famously referred to as golden balls by his wife in an interview with Parkinson. And there's certainly no sign of the golden balls losing its luster.
Now, tell us as well, the Aer Lingus is not particularly enthusiastic about yesterday's announcement from Transport Minister Dara O'Brien that the passenger cap is being lifted at Dublin Airport. What's its problem?
Yeah, well, I suppose this is a story in the Business Post today, which indicates that the airline was in earlier this year with the minister and painted in no uncertain terms what it saw as the implications of the cap and the fact that it would lead to job losses right across the economy, both within out of the airport and then the broader economy. And I suppose a bit like Ryanair last week, they're a little bit unhappy about the course that the minister has taken, and particularly Michael O'Leary last week was saying that this is a government that has a very large majority, get on and get this thing done. But the messaging coming from government is that the minister is to pursue a legislative course to bring clarity to all stakeholders, which isn't enough for Michael O'Leary. And on the weekend, the Business Post reported that it's likely that the law that the the law governing that will lift the cap above the 32 million probably won't come into effect until the end of 2026. So I don't think Michael O'Leary will be having a bugle fanfare when this particular legislation lands in the statute books. But I suppose in general, it's still there's still an awful lot of confusion, an awful lot of fog out at the airport. Not only is the annual cap still up in the air, as it were, but also you've got Aer Lingus and Ryanair have both launched judicial reviews against Commissioner Pilanola about night flights. So it's dragging on.
It's not over yet, despite yesterday's announcement. Thank you very much, Brian Carey from the Sunday Times.
The last word on business.
With Skillnet Ireland, the national workforce development agency. Upskill your team today and see your business thrive.